The other assay that was just released as well is the HERTMARK, which is an assay using a fluorescein technology and, as they call it, molecular scissors, enzymatic molecular scissors for the release of fluorescein. They use a capillary electrophoresis array to try to measure protein amounts in terms of total HER2 protein, as well as the percentage of HER2 homodimers. And this is potentially a key difference for this assay, which is the ability to begin looking into function.
But is this an experimental assay or something people could use in practice?
So this is actually being released now. It's being commercially released now.
Do you see a role for it in practice outside of a trial?
I think the key issue for this specific assay is that the only validation that has taken place with this assay are, to my understanding, from data from Alan Lipton in the study in patients with metastatic disease, looking into the correlation of this assay and clinical response in the metastatic setting, and this is not in randomized trials. And there is some correlation with this specific assay with immunohistochemistry and FISH. What is not there yet is correlation with any adjuvant data and correlation with clinical outcome. They do have interest in pursuing this kind of correlation with data from the FIN-HER study in the adjuvant setting, but those correlations have not taken place.